Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Have you been contemplating venturing into the fulfilling world of farming? Maybe you've been thinking about it since the start of the year, but haven't really gotten around to putting your thought into action. The curtains are closing on 2013, and your mind is now fully made up that come 2014, I am going to be a farmer. Great news, but it's better to do it right or not at all, and this means getting registered. We tell you how to after the break. I am Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Callaloo yam planting, so good. Eating healthy is eating Jamaican. Our foods are produced under top conditions, so you get the best. Jamaican food is full of flavor, high in nutrition with lots of vitamins and minerals. When you eat Jamaican, you support our agricultural workers and their families. That's over a million Jamaicans. Keep yourself and Jamaica strong. Grow what we eat and eat what we grow.
If your intent is to plant crops or rear farm animals for sale, you are required to register with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. And there is nothing to fear, as the process is quite simple. It's really just the collection of basic information about your farm and the farming practices you are currently using or intend to use. Why is registration necessary, you may ask? Because not only does it provide farmers, buyers, and government with information when making production and business decisions, but it can also inform policy making and program planning, implementation, and operations. Farmer registration is also an important tool in the fight against sprayed-deer larceny, an issue many farmers are often forced to deal with. There are also financial benefits to becoming a registered farmer, but I'll tell you about those right after I tell you how to actually go about registering.
A farmer wants to be registered by RADA, attends to the office, or if he's visited by an extension officer out in the field and there's an application form that the extension officer uses to collect the information. And we collect a lot of personal information about the farmer, and we also collect information about the properties that he owns and also information on the crops and or livestock that he grows or that he services.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. There's some basic information you'll need to start the registration process.
They really don't need an ID as such, but we would like to have information on the system. So an ID, TRN, or passport number, driver's license number would be useful, because the farm has also to be verified by the extension officer. Because you can understand, it's not everybody can just come in and say, I'm a farmer and I would want to be registered.
As it relates to the financial benefits, as a registered farmer, you will be the first to get assistance, financial and otherwise, from RADA in case of anything.
If the farmer is registered and as a farmer in Jamaica, he or she can apply to the Ministry of Finance for tax exemption. So it's a benefit for them when they're registered with RADA. Also, there are business places that offer discounts to farmers, and also when they are dealing with financial institutions, by having their identification card, it's proof to the institution that they are registered with RADA.
However, beyond the monetary gains to be had, is knowing RADA is always there to provide support when you need it.
If an area or the island is devastated by a hurricane and the farmer is registered, then he will be the first in line as far as the Ministry of Agriculture is concerned if they are providing assistance to farmers.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. The proverb for this morning is, Nabil Bushri Monkey Race. Translation, don't clear the bushes for monkey to run races. This means you're not to waste your time engaging in useless work. And that's where we end today's program. Join us again on this station for another edition. To listen to this and other GIS-produced programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Ruth and Carr, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.